Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
You're crying, you're dying inside, trying to understand why your life is the way that it is. It seems that all of the good things you always miss. Increasing inside, under the shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So under the shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley,
I got it under control. join the host of heaven to worship at your feet. We bow with the angels to worship at your feet, and we sing glory, glory. We sing glory to the Lamb of God. Oh,
Panda, Ilana Mahasi Kata. Yes, His glory is everywhere. Era Toko Undashaya.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One yes is enough. One yes, and that yes is from Almighty God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace, peace, and love from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the lily of the valley. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we honor and bless you this day. And we thank you for this new season. Thank you for your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives. And over this ministry, I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, we thank you. Not only this ministry, but other ministries, oh God. Those who are authentic, those who worship you in spirit and in truth. All your promises are yes and amen. You watch over your word, Lord, to perform it. And we thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all your promises are yes and amen. Father, this morning we thank you, we bless you. And every single minute of our lives, we appreciate you and we say thank you. We don't thank you because we thank you in spite. Oh, God, if it had not been you, where would we be? Thank you for your grace. Your grace. Thank you for your love. And you love us, your agape love, in spite of your unconditional love. Father God, we say, thank you. We thank you that this morning that you are here to glorify Jesus, Holy Spirit. We thank you and to do the will of Almighty God. And we know that the perfect will of God will be done during this early morning devotion. And whatever we need, Lord, you will perfect it. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus. We are not even worthy to gather the crumbs on the night table. We're not even worthy. But we come to the throne of grace, Lord, this morning. And we ask you to release your grace and glory upon each and every one of us this morning. Your grace and glory upon this service, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your grace and glory upon our family and our friends, our dwelling places, our household. Holy Spirit, release God's grace and glory. Release, God, your anointing. Release your power. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us. We thank you for your tangible breath, our hearts. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, saturate the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Saturate our dwelling place with your glory. Hallelujah. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us, holy manna, from your holy throne room. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion in the name of Jesus. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Prayer be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray, Almighty God, for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are descending and ascending from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Can you join me as we say the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Make it personal, my brothers and sisters. I want you to make this personal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Declare it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we don't only pray for ourselves. We pray for our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, and those that are connected to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, your word says, in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. Father, we come to the throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. We reap all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we've done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blog, over our families, our homes, our ministries, our children, grandchildren, spouses, over our jobs, over our dwelling places. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every single area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never, ever lose its power. We thank you, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, siblings, parents, oh God, those that are connected to us in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your bidding in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the open heavens. We thank you, O God. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for deliverance taking place even as we are praying right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your anointing goes you far all over, oh God. Thank you for releasing the anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are the glory and the lifter of our hands. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the battles that you fought, the ones that we do not even know of. Not only did you only fight, but Lord, every battle you won. We thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the finished work of the cross. Now, Father, we ask you to teach us to love as you love. Teach us to forgive as you forgive, O God. Teach us, O God. Help us, O God. If we do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will you forgive us, O God. So, Father God, help us to walk in the love of Jesus Christ. Father God, take away all unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, anger, whatever it is that is stopping us from being close to you. You are holy. You are righteous. So, Father God, help us to let go and let God take away the spirit of pride and haughtiness. Release your humility and compassion and your love upon us. Father, we thank you. And we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I want you to say with me, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do what? All things, not some things, but all things through Christ who strengthens me. Father, I can do all things through you who strengthens me, through Christ who strengthens me. And so, Father, let your strength be made perfect in my weakness. In the name of Jesus, let your strength be made perfect in my weakness, O God. I need your strength, O God. I need your strength, O God.
Conference recording started.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come this morning to bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ Jesus that lives inside of me. All of you, oh God, and none of me. Father, let your word come forth in the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, turn this Logos word into your Rhema word. And Father, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions. The Lord delivered them out of all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. And we praise God, says, Lord, I thank you for delivering me out of all. And sometimes we have more to go through because our lives are not over yet, but we know we have the assurance that he will deliver us. He has delivered us. He will deliver us from all our afflictions according to Psalm 34:90. His word will not go back void. Be strong and keep pressing on. Many times in our lives, we go through trials and tribulations. I would personally call these afflictions. What does the word affliction mean? It's a state of pain, distress, of or grief, misery. They sympathize with us in our affliction. The word affliction also means a cause of mental or bodily pain as sickness, loss, calamity, or persecution, either afflicted physically, spiritually, or emotionally, body, soul, and spirit. Many women in the kingdom of God have emotional, many women, many of us suffer from emotional, physical, and spiritual affliction. That's body, soul, and spirit. But this morning, we are going to focus on three specific women in the Bible, although there are many other women in the Bible that had afflictions. This morning, I would like to speak about Hannah, the woman with the issue of blood, and the woman with the spirit of infirmity of 18 years. We are looking at women that are literally of Jewish background and heritage, those that have a covenant relationship with Christ Jesus. In the, when we look at it, we will call these women, looking at them today, we're looking at these women as, in today's term, as Christian women. Yeah, we see three types of women in today's Christian society. But let us take a look at Hannah. 1 Samuel 1:2. Hannah suffered from a few afflictions. And let us look at her emotional affliction. So I'm looking at the affliction. We're looking at physical, spiritual, and emotional. But the first one I'm taking is Hannah, and I'm looking at her from the emotional perspective, emotional affliction. Hannah could not have a child. She was laughed at and ridiculed by her mate, Peninnah. Every day, every year when they went to Shiloh, we know that Hannah got the worth of portion because her husband loved her. And he always gave her a portion which was the worth of portion. Her husband is Elkanah. When you have time, read 1 Samuel 1:2. The Bible says that God has shut up her womb. She could not have children. According to 1 Samuel 1:5, Pastor Hannah gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord has shut up her womb. Who loved Hannah? Her husband. She was afflicted emotionally by the ridicule, teasing, humiliation. By Peninnah, the other wife, teased about her barrenness. Yes, Elkanah, her husband, gave her the worthy portions, but he gave Peninnah portions. There's a difference between worthy portions and portions. Hallelujah. But Anna was constantly ridiculed, teased, humiliated by Peninnah about her barrenness. Her children, he also did the same to Peninnah. I'm talking about Peninnah's children. Hallelujah. So when you look at, when you are emotionally teased, abused, or whatever, that's an emotion. A ridicule. It affects you. I don't know about you, but I know that if someone is constantly humiliating you and teasing you and ridiculing you and laughing at you, it will affect you emotionally. And then, but Hannah did not have no children, but Peninnah had hers. So why did it take Hannah so many years before she could finally pour out her heart and soul to God? Why did she take the provocation from Peninnah for so many years? Hannah, like many women in today's Christian church and society, must be provoked and humiliated constantly before they totally release their burdens to God. Sometimes we wait. We think we can handle these things. We don't take it to God in prayer, honestly, and allow God to move in our lives. Sometimes it may take losing a job or losing a child or losing a parent or marriage to get us to be provoked so that we can go to God. Stop carrying these burdens alone, whatever it is. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. The Christian, the women, sometimes we wear these masks as women in churches in abusive relationships. You see women who dance, sing, shout, speak in tongues in the choir. But after the service, we go back home to the negative situations in our lives. So we come in church and we just get a quick relief, dancing, shouting, speaking in tongues. And then some of the women, you go back home, even some of these pastors abuse their wives, abuse, go back home to an abusive relationship. That is an emotional affliction. Sometimes even we have women and men that preach the gospel perfectly for years, but still have emotional affliction. And emotional affliction could be from being abused as a child and still carrying the emotional baggage for years because you have an abuse, sexual abuse, or whatever abuse. It caused emotional affliction, and you carry that emotional baggage for years. And when you carry it, sometimes you're so mean and to others, because of what you're carrying in the inside of you. We are too afraid or ashamed to seek help from Almighty God. And all we need to do is sit there. I'm talking about church folks, church people. All we need to do is simply give it to him in prayer by talking to him as a friend, as a father, telling him, tell God how we truly feel. Speak to him. Lord, this is ABC. Let him know your true feelings. How you feeling? What is hurting you? Be honest before him when you're going through these things. Be honest. Come before him. Be honest. Let him know. He already knows, but you need to tell him. So need to seek professional help through Christian counseling. Most times we refuse to go for counseling, Christian counseling. And sometimes it will help. So what are we doing? We carry these dark, intimate, painful moments of our lives. We go to our friends and our relatives. We tell them these things. They're supposed to be kept a secret, and they share it, which humiliates us even more. Because that friend got another friend, and that other friend got another friend. And when you walk into a place, everybody looking at you. My friend, it is time for us to remove the mask and pour out our souls to God like Hannah. 1 Samuel 15, even if it means we must take a vow, let us do what it takes to get our healing and wholeness from God. Remember, we are carriers. What do you have? The worthy portion. We are carriers of the worthy portion, and when we pray honestly, so God, come before him just as we are. He will turn every negative situation in our lives to positive. God wants to open our wombs. We are carrying Prophet Samuel within us. Are we ready to press forward in honest prayer? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hannah was perseverant, even though God was silent toward her request for a child for many years. She never stopped praying. She continued to bring her desire for a child to God in persistent prayer with the unrelenting hope that God would grant her petition. Hannah had faith that God had the power to help her. She never doubted God's abilities. But she wanted to carry these things on her own. She didn't release it to God as she should have. What are you holding that you haven't released to God? Hallelujah. Hannah made a promise to God that if you bore a son, you were giving back for God's service. Hannah followed through on that promise. She handed her young child Samuel over to Eli for treating as a priest. God bless Hannah further by honoring her pledge to him. She bore 3 more sons and 2 daughters. Samuel grew up to become the last of Israel's judges, its first prophet and counselor to its first 2 kings, Saul and David. Hallelujah. What was that worthy portion she was carrying? That worthy portion was that prophet. Hallelujah. Who was inside of her? Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that God has shut up her womb. What she went through. But we thank God. She persevered. Sometimes he has to tell God, thank you for Penina. We all have Peninas that will provoke us so that we can do like Hannah, go to church, go into the and seek God like Hannah did. She went there. She sought the Lord. Eli said, this must be thought that she was drunk. She said, no, I'm not drunk. And she told Eli what was going on. The priest, high priest, Eli, he said that she will have a child the next year. And she did. Her vow was to release her child to God. She did as she said she would. God bless her with more kids. Remember, your friends may carry portions, but you are carrier of worthy portion. Hallelujah. The next woman we will look at is the woman with the issue of blood. I spoke about her yesterday. Matthew 5:25-34. She had many afflictions also, but we focus on her physical affliction. Hannah was emotional, and we're looking at now physical. This woman had been bleeding for 12 years. She had spent all her money on doctors, wasn't healed. She heard about Jesus passing through, and she decided against all odds to press through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment. She had enough faith and knew once she had an encounter with Jesus, she would be supernaturally healed and made whole of her physical affliction. What is your physical affliction? What is my physical affliction? What are we going through right now? Is it, what type of sickness? Is it cancer? Is it diabetes? Is it a heart disease? Is it high blood pressure? Is it kidney trouble? Is it obesity? What affliction are we suffering from? Hallelujah. What is that mean physical issue? Have the doctors given up on you, or have you given up on yourself? Have we given up on God? Have you given up on God? God wants us to press on and don't give up. When she had heard this woman with the issue of blood, heard that Jesus was coming through, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Mark 5:27. How do I know this? By this testimony. Hallelujah. Many years back as I was writing this, hallelujah, I decided to preach it first before I even wrote it. And as I was preaching this word, a lady was instantly healed as this word was going forth. She had surgery on her fibroids a year before, and then there was damage done to her womb, to her uterus. She had not had a menstrual cycle for about a year. The doctors had said her uterus was damaged and she will have to live like that for the rest of her life. She instantly rejected what the doctor said, and she decided to put her faith in God. As the word was being preached, something, when she checked it, it was a menstrual cycle. This young woman was healed. Why? Because of her faith. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God, Romans 10, 17. The rhema word healed her. Are we ready to press on against the odds? God is ready to make us whole. Hallelujah. Woman, hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood was a radical risk taker. She went against the rules of her time to reach for her healing and blessing. The woman with the issue of blood was imperfect, but unwavering in her faith. She had the belief that were not quite true, but she trusted in Jesus' power. She persevered. The crowd she had to go through was no ordinary crowd, but she pushed through anyway, although she could have been crushed to death. Fearful, she was fearful, but faith still. Whatever you're going through, you might be fearful, but faith still, believing and trusting that God will do it. Having faith that he will do it. Relentless faith. After she touched Jesus and he turned around, scripture says she came trembling. She was not the most courageous, but she did it scared anyway. What can we learn from the woman with the issue of blood? What can we learn from this short story? Hallelujah. What can we learn? Let's look at the five powerful takeaways that we can learn, that it will encourage our faith in God. Faith requires risk. The woman with the issue of blood took a huge risk. To understand this, you have to know that what the Bible says about a woman bleeding. Come with me into the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Leviticus 15, 25 to 27 says in the Old Testament, when a woman has a discharge of blood for many days at a time other than her monthly period, or has a discharge that continues beyond her period, she will be unclean as long as she has the discharge. Just as in the days of her period, any bed she lies on while her discharge continues will be unclean, as it is her bed during her monthly period. Anything she sits on will be unclean as during her period. Anyone who touches them will be unclean. They must wash their hands and bathe with water, and they will be unclean till the evening. That was the Old Testament law. And that was the Jewish tradition and culture. Her bleeding disorder was rendered unclean. And everything and anyone she touched was unclean. According to the Levitical law, she was not permitted to handle food, money, or to attend services at the synagogue. She really should not be physically close to anyone, and certainly not in a crowd. What she did exposing others to her uncleanness was a crime, punishable by the law. And this is why she could not ask Jesus for healing openly. Instead, she risked her life to access her healing secretly. This is one of the most outstanding characteristics of the woman with the issue of blood. Her willingness Her courageousness to go out on a limb. Her illness was common among women and very difficult, but she persisted to the extent that she was ready to risk everything. Truth is, the only thing she had left to lose was her life, and there wasn't much to her living anyway because of her illness. If you find yourself in a desperate situation like this woman, maybe safety isn't where your breakthrough lies. Put some skin in the game. Take a risk. Have faith. Step out in faith. This woman who was unclean, who did she touch? Jesus. Hallelujah. She touched Jesus. Virtues came out of Jesus and made her whole. The Bible says that when you read the Levitical priesthood, those who touch, if you touch anybody, that person is unclean. But who can touch the clean? The anointed one, Jesus Christ, and say he's unclean. No. That cleanness, that purity, that holiness, that virtue flowed through her and made her clean and whole. If you're going through some physical things, don't keep it. Take it to Jesus and have faith. Hallelujah. Have you wondered, like the disciples, how in the world Jesus used a woman with the issue of blood touch him? When Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" The disciples thought that this was a ridiculous question. After all, he was in a crowd. Everybody was touching him. In fact, the word that describes a crowd really means that Jesus was being suffocated. Everybody all close to him in that crowd. As he walked, everybody was pressing towards him. They wanted to touch him. They wanted to hear from him. But he could discern the touch that came from this woman. The word touch comes from the root word apto, which means to fasten to or to cling to. Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" He was not referring to the act of someone putting their hand on him. In fact, the story did not even say she touched Jesus. She only touched his clothes. Yet Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" What Jesus really asked, "Who clung to me with their whole being in unwavering faith?" You see, this woman was in a desperate situation, and this was her absolute last option, an opportunity to escape her situation. So, of course, she clung to Jesus in faith. Many people in the crowd put their hands on Jesus, but this bleeding woman was the only one who truly touched Jesus. Her faith was so powerful that it reached God more deeply than anyone else in the crowd. Jesus did say he knew that someone touched him because power had gone out from him. The faith in her connected with the heavenly power that cannot honor authentic faith. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Father, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, because it's never too late for us. Thank you, Jesus, because you're alive. We have hope. Lord, thank you. You know our name. You know us by name and nature. We thank you for a great breakthrough that is coming. Hallelujah. We bless you. Father God, what you did with the woman with the issue of blood, you can do the same thing. So we touch you with wholehearted faith. We crave you, Lord. We crave your power. Let us never be put to shame. No matter how long our intervene. You will intervene and set us free. Lord, turn our life around. Turn our destiny around in the name of Jesus. Renew our confidence in you. Return our hope. Renew our expectation in the name of Jesus. Our season of suffering is over. Pray in the name of Jesus that the power of diseases and infirmity is broken in our lives. Everything that is falling in our lives will turn around in the name of Jesus. I renounce all forms of divorce in our lives in Jesus' name. Our situation will not get worse in Jesus' name. 12 years or whatever years of pain, hallelujah, will be years of joy in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit us. Lord, with such, visit us, O God. Visit us, O God. We will not have any setback. In the name of Jesus, we have faith to believe. We decree in the name of Jesus, the day will be better than yesterday. Lord, turn our life around. Help us to have a reason. Help us to always be grateful and to always be thankful. So whatever sickness or physical affliction you're going through, name it and pray it in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Tomorrow we will deal with the spiritual affliction. Hallelujah. Today we dwell with emotional and physical. Many, many years ago for a magazine, not even mine, or someone else, because I just started my magazine about 3 years ago when I wrote this for a magazine, and I called it Pressing On. And this morning, the Lord led me to come back to it. I don't know what you're going through. But the Spirit of the Lord says, press on with relentless. Press on. Faith and trust in God. Hallelujah. We bless God for this word. We thank him in spite of all. We praise him. We worship him. It's not what the doctor says. Yes, he sees it on the x-ray or on the MRI. But it's what God says, the creator, the one who created your body. Whose report will you believe? God or the doctor? Hallelujah. Many of us have the worthy portion. Within us, are we ready to tap portion? God is waiting for each and every one of us. Don't look back. Come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Last week, I gave a quick testimony. We had a concert, a live concert, and many of you are invited you to the concert. Our musical producer had this live concert, but we had about 7 songs that he did that he had done for the ministry. Hallelujah. And of course, he did his songs, and everything was done in the spirit of excellence. Great musical minister. He's a pastor. Minister plays the saxophone so well. had the team elegantly dressed. It was a beautiful concert. The glory of God was in that place. If you could connect to it, or if your spirit was open, you would see it. As a matter of fact, they're fixing the recording so it can be, you can see it and you will sense the presence of the Lord. But what am I saying to you? There's a lot of odds. We fought against odds. We had a lot of problems when we were trying to put this together. On the saxophone, on the guy, hallelujah, the pastor got sick with tonsillitis. And when you have tonsillitis, you cannot blow the trumpet. There are so many things that happen, even on this side. Hallelujah, because we're supported, we're one of his supporters, one of his partners. And we press on and we push through. And all the partners, let me say, this is, the concert was held in Nigeria, in the northern part of Nigeria, hallelujah. And it was held in this city called Gusua. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. And so this is a Muslim state. This is a Muslim city, predominantly Muslim. But God had ordained that this live worship must take place. He spoke to me as a prophet of God and told me, and I relayed a message to the pastor. And the pastor pushed forward against the odds. The pastor, who is also our music producer, hallelujah, he pushed the behind the scene, what people go through to bring these things out. Hallelujah. And it was not for a fashion, it was for the glory of God. But what am I saying to you? This was the first concert, live recording ever done in that Muslim city. In Kaswa, and every pastor that stood up said that was the first. And that's why there were so many issues that we had to face, car accidents, and different things that we went through on this side in the United States and on the other side. But we persevered, we prayed, we fasted. We prayed along. I prayed along with his team. We prayed, he fasted. And we never let it stop because God wanted to enter into that city. And God wanted the gospel to be preached in that city of Gusua, in the Zamfara state in Nigeria, to let others know that he is God. Hallelujah. If we had not pushed, what would have happened? Salvation came to many. That day, salvation, I have pictures, I have the video of what took place that day when Jesus entered in. What am I saying? Push and carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Push, not only for your own sicknesses or our own physical sickness, emotional, spiritual, but push for the gospel. Push on the Great Commission. When Jesus tells you to do something, you go ahead and do it. You don't look at, I don't have this money. I don't have this. One of the things I do, when he tells me to do something, I push forward and I do it. Because, you know, I look, my husband and myself, we look to Jesus. We don't look to man, because man will talk. It's because of me that this happened. It's because of me that happened. We look to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when he gives you a vision, he provides the provision for the vision. All you got to do is push and carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. So there was an open heaven. Healing, deliverances, restoration took place. because of pushing against the oil. I didn't even come to my ministry, to our AM ministry, to say, please get me $10 for what's this. I didn't say a word. But no one, me, my husband and myself and the team, we prayed and we fasted and God provided. Because Jesus was wanted to enter to bring salvation to that city. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and a sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. And Father, we pray before I leave for greater grace to rest upon Ibrahim Sanabadi Baba and his crew, IB, and his crew, the church and the family over there, that the gospel will be preached all over that city, and Jesus Christ will be glorified. Thank you for your greater grace. Thank you, Lord, that your name was glorified and honored. We bless you. We pray for greater grace for the rest of each and everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Keep pushing. Do not give up. God bless you.